Hello and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 14. News and events. Well, for those of you who listened to the last episode of this podcast, you would have heard me mention that I had hoped that my whitestartemple.com website may be up and running by now. Well, unfortunately, it isn't. And there's a very good reason why. Every time I go to sit down and write a definitive outline of what the temple and its teachings, and more importantly, its spiritual philosophy is, I get stuck. The teachings are so expansive and they're ongoing. I have pretty much 6 years' worth of material from the Ascended Masters. And to try and put into a nutshell all of those teachings onto a website that people could easily access and understand is proving really challenging for me. So much so that I've had to invite people I know who are part of the temple to form a group, including myself, that shall meet regularly to try and put into words as best we can what this spiritual philosophy is and what it means. So thank you for your patience. It is proving challenging, as I've said. I guess, on the one hand, the premise of the White Star Temple teachings is quite simple and certainly expansive. But once you start to put onto paper what the concepts and principles are behind the teachings, it's as if one concept leads to another and you end up with pages and pages of material. And of course, in this day and age of websites on the internet, people aren't really willing to trawl through too many pages of information. The challenge is to get it into a succinct format. You know, you can always help. For those of you who have been working with these teachings, you can send me your ideas of what this spiritual philosophy and its teachings means to you. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how it's changed your life, if indeed it has at all. What aspects you've found to be quite expansive and transformative, and what it is that you really like about these teachings. That would be helpful to me to get that sort of feedback. You can email me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Speaking of my website, if you go to www.melchizedekuniversity.com, you'll see that I've added even more free courses from the White Star Temple teachings, one of which is the Alpha Omega, which we looked at in the last episode. I've also created my first YouTube video clip, which I'm very proud of. It's only 2 minutes long, but it does feature some beautiful graphics and even more beautiful Ascended Master quotes from the temple. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Soltek Channel, and there's a link to this YouTube clip. And I'd be delighted if you went along and had a look. Well, I've saved the most exciting news for last. As you can probably tell, I very much resonate to and believe in these teachings from the Ascended Masters. It is my hope and wish that these teachings reach as many people as possible. So what I'd like to do exclusively for my podcast listeners is to give each and every one of you my book, The Teachings from the White Star Temple. Obviously not in its printed form, I can't afford to do that, but I do make it available online as a digital print version in PDF format, which I usually sell for $20. However, I just so want each of you to start working with these teachings that I'm willing to give you as a gift, a free download copy. All you need to do is to email me and I will send you a link to the free download page. I'm not going to make this page public because I only want you listeners to be able to access it at this point. It will be available for a limited period of time. The book represents the beginning point of the temple. It's based upon the first four audio sets, which introduces many of the concepts that provide the foundation for the rest of the temple teachings. I know from the feedback I get from those who have the book already that it's greatly helped them and expanded their consciousness and awareness, and hopefully this will be the same for you. Your feedback. Well, as ever, I'm happy to share your emails. And firstly, we're going to hear again from Jarita, who says, "Good morning. I have listened to the meditations on your podcast for a while now, and all really resonate with me. I understand my purpose and work diligently to grow and expand upon my wisdom and guidance from my spiritual guides. Thank you for following your path and helping others of like mind and heart. Your wisdom opens channels that bring enlightenment within me. Any words of wisdom are food for my soul. Thank you again with love, peace and blessings. Jarita." Well, thank you, Jarita. It's wonderful to hear that you are continuing to grow upon your path. Next, we're going to hear from Rebecca from the US, who says, "Hi, Soltec. I loved the channelings on your websites and information. Anyway, thanks for all that you do with your energy work. It's profound. Love and light to you. Your work is amazing. Rebecca." Thank you, Rebecca. It's always heartening to get such glowing feedback. Next, we're going to hear from Ken Turner in the US, who says, "Soltec, I would like to order the complete audio sets. They are a great blessing." Well, thanks, Ken. The audio sets are terrific, so I encourage anyone and everyone to access them. And lastly, we're going to hear from Pam Lau of Australia, who recently attended one of my Gift of Channeling seminars. So she's commenting specifically upon this and says, "Hi, Soltec. I would like to say a huge thank you for sharing your wonderful knowledge, experience and beautiful energy with us all. For me, the whole day was wonderful, though it was particularly so when we experienced the touching and soul-comforting words of Akhenaten. I was very touched by the deep intimacy that I felt during that conversation with God and am still feeling the close connection with Him. I'm amazed at how powerful and personal His words were. Pam Lau." Thanks, Pam. Well, if you live in Australia, preferably in Sydney or Newcastle, and you would like to attend one of my Gift of Channeling seminars, the next one is going to occur on October the 15th. So please do get in touch if you're interested in attending. You can contact me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. Well, for the last 2.5 years, I had been running a temple group in Sydney, Australia. And over that time, I was fortunate enough to meet many lovely people and to emerge with some strong friendships from that time. But earlier in the year, I decided to let that group go, mainly because of the travel. Well, the next person I'd like you to hear from is Jane, who was part of my Sydney temple group. And this is her experience of the Ascended Masters and the temple. I'm here with Jane, who's part of my Sydney group and who's been part of the temple for quite some time. So, Jane, can you tell me about your experience with the temple, perhaps what it feels like for you and how it's come to change your life and spiritual perceptions.
Yes, thanks, Soltik. I absolutely have loved my experience with the White Star Temple. I started, I think it was over 12 months ago now, with Sarah Meyer in Hornsby, and we had a small group that gathered once a week on a Monday, and we would listen to the CDs, and you could feel this incredible energy that built up in the room. And she would even tell us when we were arriving, she said, come on, we've all got to sit down, all the beings are here, I can feel them all here, and they want us to start. And it was terribly exciting. It was the first time that I think I had ever been introduced to the masters speaking. I had done a lot of work with Oren and Debed, spirit guides, through Duane Parker and Sanaya Roman before. And, you know, I'd done meditation, and I've done a lot of energetic healing, and, you know, just so fascinated with spiritual world and energetic world. But now, you know, I was actually having contact with the masters and they were speaking. I just thought this was phenomenal, and it just brought this incredible energy. I could feel myself healing. There was a part of me that absolutely was rejoicing in this energy. It was very addictive too. So from there, I contacted Soltik, and once the group with Sarah Meyer folded, which was after 4 or 5 months, I organised to get hold of some CDs and listen to them myself. And then I also found out that was Pauline had a group here in Chiswick. So it's been a wonderful experience. So just amazing channelings that came through from each of the masters, and I've just loved the whole thing.
Okay, thank you for that. How would you say that being part of the temple has perhaps changed your spiritual outlook or even your day-to-day life?
Being brought up a Catholic, you always think God is out there. You know, you sort of get the prize when you die, and you see God, and you'll see these angels, or, well, not even spirit. I mean, so much is hidden from you until you start opening up and taking this spiritual journey. And it's just like this unfoldment of this knowledge and this wonderment of, I don't know, I can't even find the words to explain how amazing it is that once all this is becoming available to you. And you know, I tell my sister about it. She is advanced enough to, you know, to embrace this as well. But there's very few people who are at this level who can actually take this on.
Who would you say perhaps is your favourite of ascended master or masters, if you have them?
I love Melchizedek's energy. I was so pleased that Melchizedek came in tonight. Sananda's a favourite, definitely, as well. Honestly, I could say I love them all. I really love them all. I can remember sitting, I was waiting for somebody one day, and I put on Lady Portia, and I could feel the energy. I was sitting there with my eyes closed, and it was just like I was just tingling and vibrating all over. And I thought, oh my God, this is just wonderful. You know, and the messages that come through, everything has a relevance to you. I think, you know, I know I listen to it when I'm in meditation or if I'm going to sleep. That's one way, and I guess it goes into a subconscious, but I actually like to listen to it when I'm awake too, so I actually hear the message, because the messages are so beautiful.
Thank you very much, Jane, for sharing your thoughts and your experiences, and for being so very kind with your words.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'd like to share with you the concept of the observer or witness. And this is a concept that features within the temple teachings. And more recently, the consciousness of the observer came through and spoke. I'd like to share this with you now, so here we go. The observer says, "Greetings, dearest ones. I have not journeyed to you prior, and I indeed come forth as one who may be described as the witness. I perceive connections between spirit, between that which is observable within human form and otherwise. It is difficult to portray in words, as you can imagine, but I witness and watch. There is a function to this. To the human mind it may be seen, perhaps, as something inert, passive, and silent. Yet it is none of these things, for consciousness shall always have a bearing upon things, and I am the observer. You understand in your scientific realms that that which is observed changes, does it not? So then this is part of the function of the witness, for you understand that all experience is simply perception, perception filtered through one's own consciousness, and therefore bounded by it. Which is why you have always been encouraged to expand so that perception expands also. So then in being the observer through your consciousness, then what it is you observe changes. And in human terms, you put this as simply reality reflecting your present state of being. I introduce myself to you, for you have widened the arc of your experience, and as your perception then expands, so it is that I observe. Language is a barrier. I shall be with you in this aspect of your temple. I turn my gaze upon it. So then that which I observe shall come into calibration with the dispensation of my consciousness as one who perceives connections between spirit. There is a function to this, as I have said, for it is just as significant in many ways to the office of Christ consciousness, to the office of Buddha illumination and so forth. The observer is a spectrum of consciousness realized purely to this end. And humanity has always had capacity to reflect within its realm higher vibrations that will take form and expression unique to the human experience. It is something that may be cultivated, and it is not a learning, of course, for some things of spirit are deeply felt, and it is to the feeling that best describes the spectrum of which I speak. It requires an adherence to the still point of self, and of course, divine countenance. Being the observer is distinct from the human experience of manifesting. That is not its direct purpose, though can be a consequence. It is a way to alter things. Well, that was the first time the observer came through the temple. And really, in the scheme of things, it was only a couple of months ago. So the observer came through once again, and I'd like to share this with you as well. So here we go. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I that is the witness who journeys to you once again. I come but briefly to signal my arrival, to reassure you that observance is being made, that you are held within my gaze, and likewise the temple. It is you, my dearest ones, that is changing, and you observe this in each other, and then so shall it be. This is important, to come into this observance, for all consciousness has this capacity, and those whom you have regarded as mystics, let us say, they are in observance of that which is not generally seen. To witness each other is an important function between you, in terms of the pathway that you seek in togetherness. But to come into observance is to fully understand the truth of the other. That is to say, to hold in your consciousness the honoring and the profound spiritual elements of each other, the depth of divinity and its signature. to come into also observance of the intersections between you and all else connected with you, this holds significance also. The greater arc of divine unfolding, for an earth not yet in countenance, shall come, for which you prepare and lay a framework for understanding. You are like a beautiful waterfall that falls from a great height and meets many platforms, from which it falls again, all the while generating momentum, until such time that you make the greatest splash upon that which is the world to come. It has been said often, think not of this lifetime only, for the waterfall of you spans many, but results will be shown and revealed. I will come again, my gaze never wavers, and I am the observer. It's an interesting concept, the idea of the observer witness. And as the consciousness of the observer says, if you hold something in your gaze, if you observe something, then you validate it, at the very least. It's the same as when we come together in spiritual groups or with each other, and we have, I guess, profound or emotional experiences, and we can witness that in each other, and it becomes all the more powerful because of it. And for the person who is being witnessed, who's having the experience that their friends are seeing in them, then it validates that experience. It somehow makes it more real. And it's kind of built into humanity that we observe each other, that we seek this out. We're very communal creatures, and we're always looking to share with each other our experiences, our lives, our thoughts, our emotions. If we take that to a much greater level, if we deepen that concept, then according to the witness, the observer, we see that it is just as important and just as great a validation for the rest of creation that we witness our spiritual expansion and our evolution at a soul level with each other. It's also important to remember that the observer speaks about changing something. And he referenced our scientists. And we know from movies such as What the Bleep that scientists have done experiments over and over again where they've tried to observe particles in movement. But as soon as they tune their instruments and come into observance of the particles instantly change and move. So observance becomes an incredibly subjective thing, which reflects the fact that reality is an incredible subjective occurrence. It's almost as if nothing is quite real or comes to life until it's observed and witnessed, which is a pretty profound concept. So the observer's role, as best as I can interpret anyway, is to hold in its consciousness the witnessing of creation and every soul within creation. And by observing each of us, it makes it actual. It validates it. It becomes reality. And I suppose we can take that to its natural conclusion and say, well, the ultimate observer, of course, is divinity, who holds all of us within its consciousness. Anyway, it's food for thought. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I love concepts like that. But having said this, I must say that, as ever, the original recordings hold so much more meaning. Not only do you get the nuances that come through with speech that adds emotion to the words, but more importantly, you get the download of energies that come with the words, because the words are simply triggers. The masters have always said this. That's why I do encourage you to become part of the Melchizedek University by accessing the audio recordings. And even though I'm giving you the gift of the first part of the teachings in book form, if you want to dive more deeply and get the most from it, then I encourage you to access the original recordings as well. lastly, we come to the Free Ascended Master Lecture for this episode of the White Star Temple podcast. This time around, we're going to hear from Serapis Bey, and it's from 2008. It's a great little lecture from Serapis Bey. It's also quite experiential as well. It's probably about just over 20 minutes long. As always, I encourage you to listen to these lectures while in a meditative state of mind, so as to receive the energies more fully. And it's the energies that brings the greater wisdom. I hope you enjoy it, and I always welcome your feedback. To learn more about the White Star Temple and its teachings, please go to www.melchizedekuniversity.com, and Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. You may also want to journey to my Star Language website, which is starlanguages.com. There's lots of information there concerning quite astonishing multidimensional symbols. Well, that's all for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, I'm Soltik. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Serapis Bey, who joined you in this temple. And though seemingly the number is small, it is filled to capacity, so to speak. You may well be surprised by those whom come in their earth consciousness. For documents and recordings have travelled widely within the scheme of things. To you it is to come, but here outside of space and time, we see the consequence. It is part of the ingeniousness, is it not? Of how everything jigsaws together within space and time, yet is fully completed and formed when not in space and time. I come primarily to share my energies this day, and I come, of course, in a greater capacity than that which is known as an ascended one. And I am amongst you, not before you. And I speak in ways that cannot be heard. It is the lightness of my being that I bring, and my energies this day are as light as a feather's touch. Yet that is all that is required for transformation to take place within the energy fields of each, if you so wish it. It is timely, this gathering. It is timely for those whom hear these words. We have the Archangelic Presence with us also this day. I ask that you would perceive that the white star is activated and showers down upon us divine sunlight. The rays of light that fall fully across us are composed of a limitless number of exquisite diamonds, each reflecting divine sunlight. Beautiful symmetry. It is not literal, of course. None of this is. But the symbolism of it is known to you. And we find that the wonderful entity known as the Cosmic Buddha comes into our consciousness, arrives into this temple, the idea of it, it is consciousness meeting consciousness. It is consciousness inhabiting itself. And sometimes there is no other purpose than to bask in each other's glow, so to speak. The group consciousness is smiling. Decisions can be made. Decisions are required. The soul of each monitors your radiance. What can be decided here? In this higher spectrum, has its consequence in all subsequent spectrums, including the one which your human persona inhabits. Clarity of thought is possible here. With your soul's gaze upon you, and with divine sunlight, warming your heart, and with the openness of your own God-given consciousness, complete with the knowing that all is possible within the kingdom of God. What decisions do you require for your advancement, for ease and grace, for fulfillment of purpose, and for mastery as defined by you? Action is preceded by decisions. To act impulsively is not relevant. To decide is to generate focus, is to send a signal back to the universal soul of you. To comply with that which you seek. Parameters have been set before you by your soul, who is infinitely more wise in this regard. From decisions, all else follows. Yet so few, generally speaking, upon your world choose the gift of decision making, preferring to be buffeted by the winds of change. Choice. You know well the free will realm you occupy. But in truth, how many choices do you have? For the soul illuminates your path. Opportunities fade in and out of existence. We are never short of opportunities. Only the vision in which to see them. Your time at this spectrum will draw to a close within the confines of channeling. Then what do you decide? How will you proceed? to rely solely upon the voice of another. Makes the many opportunities invisible. Each has the capacity to speak. Each has enough wisdom to impart. And wisdom is not finite. For even that which you know, and even that which you know through these recordings, has far greater depth. Than how it first presents. For have you not learned that all is multi-layered, multi-leveled? So that which you already know is not known in its fullness and may never be. For it is not finite. But you can dive into greater depths of understanding with the insights you have already gained. To go behind the words. To seek out a greater symbolism of meaning. You well know that each receives according to the capacity of their own consciousness at any given moment. And so built into any spiritual understanding is the infinite expression of meaning, so that all receive. So you can receive again and again and again new layers, new levels of understanding, which shall speak to your consciousness. As you step forward through the same material, but in its varied expression. So that which you have, that which is a great gift, is a gift for all eternity. For you cannot dive too deeply into its substance. And in truth, there is but the singular word. It is not a good term, but I have no other. There is the singular utterance of divinity, which creates all meaning, all understanding, all truths, all knowing. From that one instance of divine thought, an explosion of meaning journeys throughout creation. Knowledge for all time, an infinite well of understanding and meaning from which we can all draw through our various manifestations, incarnations and expressions. So how wonderful is this? That one utterance from divinity creates unending glory, unending meaning. For all to seek out like hidden treasures. Beautiful. So do not fear. Closure of what has gone before and what continues thus far in this temple. For it can never end or cease to have meaning. And one cannot hold one's gaze in one direction always. So what do you decide? You each are like the most exquisite flower beds, and seeds of understanding have been planted into you. Some have and are already blossoming, and the perfume is breathtaking. In its season will all else follow and bloom. All you can do is tend to yourself. Allow and trust that God's sunlight will always shine upon your garden, enabling that which is seeded to grow. And these are my words this day, and I ask that you would stay a moment longer to enjoy the radiance of the white star and the feather's touch of my vibration. And I am Serapis Bay, Adonai.